Jeremiah 42, verse 1 says, "Then all the captains of the forces, and Johanan, and the son of Kareah, and Jezaniah, the son of Hoshaiah, and all the people from the least even unto the greatest came near, and said unto Jeremiah the prophet, Let, we beseech thee, our supplication be accepted before thee, and pray for us unto the Lord thy God, even for all this remnant. For we are left but a few of many, as thine eyes do behold us." So they're like, hey, Jeremiah, we want to hear your preaching. We want to hear what the Word of God says, and we're here to listen. We want to hear it. And in verse 3, it says, "That the Lord thy God may show us the way wherein we may walk, and the thing that we may do." Then Jeremiah the prophet said unto them, "I have heard you. Behold, I pray unto the Lord your God according to your words, and it shall come to pass that whatsoever thing the Lord shall answer you, I will declare it unto you. I will keep nothing back from you." So Jeremiah goes on to tell them how it's going to be, what you need to do, how you need, you know, what decisions you need to make. And the people did, and I don't have time for time's sake to read into all that, but they didn't like his preaching. They didn't like what he had to say. They said they wanted to hear it, but they really didn't want to hear it. You know, and that's like Christians coming to church, they're like, I want to hear some preaching today. And it's like, yeah, I didn't want to hear that. That's not what I was expecting, Pastor Thompson. I was expecting an uplifting message. I was expecting you to say that I'm doing everything the way I'm supposed to be doing. Well, that's not the way it's going to be all the time. Jeremiah 43, verse 1, it says, "And it came to pass that when Jeremiah had made an end of speaking unto all the people, all the words of the Lord their God, for which the Lord their God had sent him to them, even all these words, then spake Azariah the son of Hoshaiah and Johanan the son of Kareah, and the proud men, saying unto Jeremiah, Thou speakest falsely. The Lord thy God hath not sent thee to say, Go not into Egypt to sojourn there." See, because they wanted to go to Egypt. But Jeremiah's like, don't go to Egypt or you're going to be destroyed. Yeah. And they're like, thou speakest falsely. Video games aren't that bad, Pastor Thompson. Video games aren't that bad, Brother Sean. You speakest falsely. When that sermon got put up, we had two unlikes immediately. I really hope that it wasn't people in our church that were the unlikers. Amen. You better check your heart.
Yeah.
Make sure that you're right. Because if you think playing video games 9 hours a day and then reading your Bible for 5 minutes is acceptable as a Christian, it's not.
Amen.
It's not.
Good.